And now for a very special Christmas Day edition of Compassion Radio.
O come, all who are captive, mourning, in misery, in exile, longing for the day, sons and daughters seeking safety and acceptance, a new hope and a real home. Sojourners in the land bearing up under the weighty burdens of tyrants. Those running from the grinding horrors of war, the gnawing hunger of poverty, the mortal threat of violence, the loss of hope. Come, O come.
O come, O come, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lowly exile here until the Son of God appears. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou King of David, come. Close the path to misery. Oh, oh, oh. Rejoice, rejoice, rejoice. Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. Oh, come thou.
Come, follow the star, and see that Emmanuel comes for thee. Emmanuel, God with us. How can a vessel so small hold the hopes of all the world? A great mystery, yet our hearts cry out for peace, love, life, and light. Only a Savior brings deliverance. Only a deliverer can save us from the depths of our despair, from the pit of our own making. Somehow, in the presence of this child, we find strength to see ourselves for who we really are, and a vision for how we will be when this flesh before us, this innocent lamb bound and needy, will someday shepherd us. To be here in this stable means that we are in the presence of one made earthy and frail, yet no less holy than the throne room of God Himself. Set aside your sandals. A burning bush speaks to us with a language of love, as a mother comforts her hungry child. The straw before us baptized with a washing of new birth and the sweat of the brow. A man who stands as father busies himself with serving his treasure and preparing a bed for his son. He knows he serves a rising star, a king, a savior. The father above hands his only son to a new father below. In turn, this son of David lifts the child high above him in the starlight, a living sacrifice. He who will perish holds the eternal, the ancient of days.
For God so loved the world, come on, that He gave His only Son, and whosoever believes will not perish, they shall have eternal life.
We believe in God.
I shall hold to the cross. I shall hold to God alone, for His love has salvaged me. His love has set me free.
For God.
For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, and whosoever believes will not perish, they shall have they shall have eternal life.
Soon the Father will name His Son as the angel commanded, Yeshua, God saves. He will offer Him back to His true Father in His true Father's house. He will wait on the Word of God and wait for His time to salvage creation, save His sons and daughters, and to savage the dominion of Satan. His Son to be cursed, that we might become His righteousness. His curse, our sacrifice. His blood, our cleansing. His surrender, our freedom. His glory, our worship. From the moment of His first breath, He cast His lot with the cursed and the outcast, the oppressed and afflicted, on the authority of His name alone. What's in a name?
He became sin, who knew no sin, that we might become His righteousness. He humbled Himself and carried the cross. Love so amazing. Love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, sinners, the ransom from heaven. Jesus Messiah, Lord of all. His body the bread, his blood the wine, broken and poured out, all for love.
The whole earth trembled and the veil was torn.
Love so amazing, love so amazing. Jesus Messiah, name above all names, blessed Redeemer, Emmanuel, the rescue for sinners, the ransom from heaven, Jesus Messiah.
The name above all names. The full faith and credit of heaven secures our ransom and pays an inconceivable price. Holiness hawked for unruly rabble. What's in a name? Only what can be expressed of the inexpressible, in words made holy by their very utterance, testifying to truth, proven through testing, found pure and powerful. The Alpha, the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. The Lamb who takes away the sin of the world. Blessed Redeemer, Rescue for Sinners, Ransom from Heaven, Emmanuel. When love comes to die for us, love will never die. And we are called to live truly, fully, abundantly in that love. The more loved we know we are, the more we wonder at the why. What does love see in us that is worthy of such sacrifice?
Who are we that you would be mindful of us? What do you see that's worth looking our way? We are free. And we never should be. Sweet release from the grip of these chains. Like him just straining from the weight, my heart no longer can keep from.
No chain can hold back the soul lifted in worship of the one true King. No words of condemnation can silence the voice lifted in praise for so great a gift. May every heart burst forth in adoration. Every wailing moan be transformed to soar in endless praise. May every moment become an offering pure, and the fire of holy passion and incense intoxicating, overwhelming.
Triumphant.
May you surround the Christ child with your love and adoration today. Truly, God has come to us and abides with us still. May He be your Emmanuel. God's richest blessings on you and yours, my friend. And have a joyful, holy Christmas.
Thank you for joining us for today's very special edition of Compassion Radio. We pray that you will find some place to serve and love the Lord today. Give your gift to Jesus this week. This broadcast has been provided by Compassion Ventures. Find us online at CompassionRadio.com.